And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another Tom and Shane podcast. Sorry, I got a little thing in my throat this morning. So, well, we're happy to be here. I'm not sure where Shane is this morning, but we'll persevere on. I'm sure he'll show up sooner or later. So he may be busy with Christmas stuff, or after Christmas stuff, I should say. So we are going to talk today about our unions dead. Are unions dead? Well, I don't know. You tell me. Union membership has declined in recent years. Been kind of iffy, and so we're not sure what's going on with unions these days. So here we are looking at that issue. I've been a member of two unions in my working career, and well, I'm not sure they did much for me. And the big switch in recent years has been that unions are leaving private business and they're going to public sectors, the public sector. And of course, we've got over half the states are right to work states now, which in case you don't know what a right to work state is, that simply means that in a non-right-to-work state, you have to be a union member to work. You don't have a choice. You pay the dues, you join the union, and otherwise you don't get that job. And there's only about 8 states where the majority of union members are. And that would be California is one, Illinois is one, Pennsylvania, Michigan. Most of them are in the Northeast. There are states that have been unions forever. However, Michigan not recently, it's been the past 4 or 5 years, I believe, have gone to be a right-to-work state. So there we are, sitting here and saying, well, are unions outdated? Are they outdated? Well, one of the things that unions are supposed to do is protect the worker. Now, I don't know about you, but I think we have OSHA, we've got wage and hour laws, we've got equal opportunity employment, non-discrimination, you can't discriminate on race, sex, national origin. There's a whole litany of things that they can't keep you from working just because you are a member of a certain group. And that has taken a lot of wind out of the sails of the unions. And when we look at the advantages, and I guess the big advantage would be, I can understand being a union member if you are a member of a private sector, so a business, for example. Now, if workers need more money in a business, then a business has an opportunity to provide more, they can provide new profit centers. You know, they can introduce new products. They can do all kinds of things that can increase their business. In fact, that's what they're trying to do all the time. And, you know, in some cases, there are unscrupulous businesses, no question about it, that take advantage of employees. And that was one of the reasons that unions came along, is that the union could bargain collectively for the worker, and the worker would benefit from the union negotiation. And if the employer decided not to go along with the union demands, then they could go on strike. They could literally shut the business down until some kind of compromise came along. And so that's where we find ourselves. But the protection of the worker against the company. Now, when we move to the public sector, why does the public employee have to be protected from me? I'm the person providing their pay with my tax dollars. And the only way that a public company or a public entity, city, a state, state workers, public service workers, police, fire, you name it, those folks, I don't understand why they have to be protected from me, because the only way they can get a price increase is if I get a tax increase. So or I as a city or as a government decide to cut expenses, and we all know there's no way that's going to happen. That just ain't in the cards. So there we are. So we've got that problem. So here we are stuck with unions, I should say. I don't know if we're stuck with them or not, but anyway, I have a hard time with it. And we all know where the dues go. The dues go to elect people who are pro-union. And as Biden and Kamala Harris have indicated, in their Build Back Better plan, they have all kinds of union situations in there that you're not going to get $12,500 for buying an electric vehicle unless it's made by a union worker. So, and that's fine with me. You know, I don't care if I'm going to buy an electric vehicle. I don't know if that's going to alter my decision or not, whether I have one that's made in the right to work state or whether it's made by a union worker in some other state. But at any rate, I think it's unfair for a person to buy a vehicle and something simply because it wasn't manufactured by a union member. And so that's just one example of what's going on with unions. So we find ourselves in this plot here. So is there a better way? Well, you know, the government takes pretty good care of workers now. They didn't used to, but as I said before, we got wage and hour laws. We've got OSHA. We've got the equal opportunity employment. We've got anti-discrimination laws. We've got overtime pay. We got all these protections of people in workers, period. So I'm not sure what the, is there a better way? Well, in the public unions, I'm not sure there is, because as we all know, there's no way that any government out there is going to cut expenses. I mean, come on, you've got too many votes to buy. You can't cut things. So the only way to increase the worker's wage in a public union is to raise my taxes. And that's where we find ourselves in that sort of a conundrum. So it's tough out there. So, but at any rate, that's where we find ourselves. So, hey, if you're new to the show, why not subscribe and like us? Leave a comment down below. And we do these broadcasts with StreamYard, and very simple to use, easy to use. Even I can do it. And of course, if you like to support the show monetarily, if you like to contribute to the, we do have some costs in this, putting this thing on. That is in the description below, as is the StreamYard description below on Facebook. So we hope that you will take advantage of that. And well, you know, I don't know if we've solved anything here or not, but Bruce says, we don't need a minimum wage. The industry sets the wages. And I would agree with that, Bruce. We don't have a maximum wage. And I don't know why we would need a minimum wage, because, workers need to be attracted by the folks that are hiring. You know, I mean, if I'm going to hire an employee, I've got to pay a wage that will attract candidates that are qualified for the job I want to do. And in the public sector, we don't have it. You know, I mean, the job is, it pays what it pays, and you either join up or you don't. So we've got a lot of work to do in the union situation and all of that. So at any rate, are unions dead? Well, that's a question. Asked somewhere down the road anyways. So hey, don't forget, we're on radio every Saturday morning, 8 to 11, KMMSAM.com, KMMSAM.com. No sign up, no email needed, nothing needed. In fact, all you have to do is click on that and listen. You can call us, you can text us, and we enjoy hearing from you. We're going to be on New Year's Day. Yes, we will be on the air New Year's Day. That'll be this coming Saturday. And don't forget to come on in and check us out in the morning if you're not too hungover from the night before. We do start at 8 Mountain Time, so you may still be in bed by then. So I don't know, but anyway, that's where we are. And you can listen to past shows at KMMSAM.com. Click on Tom and Shane's podcast, and you'll find all the information you need there. Nothing to sign up for there either. You just go over and click on Tom and Shane's podcast. It'll take you to the link where they are, and you can listen to past shows. So we do both the podcasts on there and our radio show as well. So by all means, check all that out. So we appreciate it. That's going to wrap it up for me and for Shane and myself. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And we'll see you on Thursday.